headed to the Middle East. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden on his way to Israel, his second foreign trip in less than a month.
An arrival ceremony scheduled for the president when he gets to Israel. He'll meet with leaders to talk about the U.S.-backed Iron Dome system used to protect Israeli skies. Then he's heading to Yad Vashem, the country's official memorial to Holocaust victims. In a few days, he heads to oil-producing Saudi Arabia as the U.S. faces its gas price crunch.
Fox's Jill Nato, AAA, has just updated its average price for gasoline, down nearly 2.5 cents from yesterday, now just over $4.63 a gallon. In just a few hours, the Labor Department reports the Consumer Price Index for June. Analysts predicting it'll show prices last month were about 8.8% higher than June of last year after an 8.6% increase in May. But the White House says the numbers are coming down with gas prices. The administration urging Americans to get COVID booster shots and wear face masks in indoor public settings as two new corona variants are spreading around the country. Dr. Anthony Fauci admitting the coronavirus vaccines haven't protected people overly well from infection, but still believes they're beneficial.
So my message to people who seem confused because people who are vaccinated get infected, the answer is, if you weren't vaccinated, the likelihood you would have more severe course than you did have when you were vaccinated.
Dr. Fauci telling Fox's Your World with Neil Cavuto he believes being vaccinated and boosted saved him from more serious illness when he was infected. A domestic disturbance call in a small town in Ohio has left a police officer critically wounded.
A subject living there, a male subject. Shot one of my officers.
Clear Creek Township Police Chief John Terrell says the officer was shot in the head. Another officer on scene shot and killed the suspect. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Louisiana's on-again, off-again abortion ban is blocked again.
A Louisiana trigger law that bans most abortions except to save the life of a mother was set to take effect once the Supreme Court overturned Roe. But then a judge sided with a clinic in northern Louisiana and blocked the law temporarily. But then another judge said by law this particular case had to be heard in the capital, Baton Rouge, and when she sent the case there, the trigger law was back in effect. However, Tuesday, a judge in Baton Rouge again blocked the trigger law. The Center for Reproductive Rights has argued the trigger law is unconstitutionally vague. Louisiana's attorney general has said they will defend the state law. Another hearing is set for July 18th. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
In Uvalde, Texas, tempers flaring again after a newspaper published on its website surveillance footage of police officers milling in the hallway of the Robb Elementary School for more than an hour. Outside the classroom where a gunman killed 19 students and two teachers. Today's scheduled execution of Texas death row inmate Ramiro Gonzalez is on hold. The state appeals court stopping it after seeing evidence that a psychiatrist gave the trial court unsupported data on the likelihood of Gonzalez committing more violent crimes. In Oklahoma, it's a full docket for the parole board.
There are 43 inmates sitting on death row in Oklahoma. Six of them, all convicted murderers, are set to die beginning next month, as the Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board now considers whether or not to commute their death sentences or grant them clemency. A decision that's ultimately up to the governor, Republican Kevin Stitt, who recently commuted the sentence of death row inmate 41-year-old Julius Jones. There have been four executions in Oklahoma since last year after the state resumed capital punishment for the first time since 2015, following a series of botched executions that led to a statewide ban. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.